SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump urging his supporters to dream big again.
It's going to be hard for you to do that because you've gone through a long period, but we had some great 4 years. This will be America's new golden age. This will be better than what we had even 4 years ago.
Mr. Trump spoke at a rally this afternoon in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris says she rejects the idea of criticizing people based on their votes.
I am sincere in what I mean. When elected President of the United States, I will represent all Americans, including those who don't vote for me, and address their needs and their desires.
Harris responding to the controversy over President Biden's reference to Donald Trump's supporters as garbage. Also at SRNnews.com, fresh talks are taking place in an effort to wind down the Middle East wars.
The U.S. and other mediators are ramping up efforts to halt the wars in Lebanon and the Gaza Strip, circulating new proposals to wind down the conflict during the Biden administration's final months. Senior White House officials Brett McGurk and Amos Hochstein will visit Israel on Thursday for talks on possible ceasefires in both the areas and the release of hostages held by Hamas, according to an unnamed official. The official also said CIA Director Bill Burns was heading to Egypt on Thursday to discuss those efforts. Negotiations on both fronts have been stalled for months, and none of the warring parties have shown any sign of backing down from their demands. I'm Charles Delatasma.
Yanks win Game 4 of the World Series 11-4. Game 5 tonight in New York. L.A. leads the series 3-1. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 23 points. The NASDAQ composite 55 points in the red. This is SRN News. A federal court considers transgenderism.
The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is taking up a lawsuit filed by several states against the Biden administration's effort to rewrite Title IX to include transgender people. The president wants to let males compete against females in school sports, and the states are fighting it. Senior counsel Jake Warner of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "This radical attempt to redefine sex turns back the clock on equality and equal opportunity for women." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center has announced the honorees for its annual Women's Event Gala on Friday, and one of them is a man. The New York-based center says the event is designed to highlight the achievements of women who have made significant contributions to their industries and the LGBTQ community. One of the honorees will be Dr. Renee McLaughlin, a man who is living as a woman. This is SRN News. Workers in Clark County, Washington, will begin searching today for voter information on burned ballots that were in a ballot box damaged by an incendiary device. Correspondent Donna Warder with the latest in this report.
A Clark County official says about 475 burned ballots were retrieved from a ballot drop box in Vancouver, Washington State that was damaged by incendiary devices early Monday. Officials will track down the voters so they can be given new ballots. Clark County Auditor Greg Kimsey says the damaged ballots are separate from an unknown number that were destroyed. An incendiary device also damaged 3 ballots at a box in Portland, Oregon. Authorities have said that enough material from the devices was recovered to link the 2 fires on Monday, as well as an incident on October 8th in Vancouver. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.